Hey everybody, welcome to episode 50, halfway to 100. Welcome to episode 50 of the Geek Guy Show. This is your host Seth, and I am here with my co-host Gil.
What's going on?
Bro, 50. Fucking 50, bro.
5-0. Big 5-0.
I feel like we should have did more. Like, had a few guests on or something.
Yeah, fuck. We didn't do shit.
Damn. Nah. Yeah. Damn.
One of the old guests or maybe somebody new? Fuck.
Something. I don't know. But, hey.
Whole podcast.
We're here. That's what matters.
You're queer?
Yeah. I mean, why not?
No? Yeah? No? I don't know.
Anyways. Sure. I'm queer for this. I'm queer for this episode. Okay. All right. So, I guess I'll start off with how's it been going?
Not too bad, man. Just been chilling, bro. Big time chilling. That's about it, man. Just working with both jobs, and that's about it, man. No real crazy stories have really happened or anything like that. Nothing really to talk about. It's been pretty boring at both jobs, which is good. Actually, a good thing. Very good thing after what the fuck happened a while ago, which I still can't talk about. But anyways, yeah. What about you, man? Any
crazy shit? No, not really.
Just same old BS?
Yeah, I guess everyone's just chilling for the holidays right now.
I think that's what it is, man. I think that's what it is. Everyone's just chilling because the holiday's coming up, you know?
Yeah. That's probably what it is. But I don't know. Job's still going good, though. You know what I mean? And everything with that. Yeah, no crazy stories. Wow. First week, we don't have nothing crazy.
Did you get to go watch Wreck-It Ralph or what's it called? Creed, like you said you were last week or not?
No, didn't get a chance to do it this weekend.
God damn it.
Everything fell through.
Okay, so we don't get to do. A little discussion on it or a little recap or nothing. Damn.
Yeah, I mean, I'll see it eventually. But I still hear good things about both. Actually, my kids haven't seen the first one. We did watch that. Yeah, we did watch that this weekend. And they liked
it. Hey, so what'd you think?
Of the first one?
Yeah.
Oh. I liked the first one. It was okay.
It was okay. Dude, I thought it was fucking great. I loved the first one.
I like the cameos.
The cameos?
Yeah. Yeah.
And the cameos are so much better in number two, though.
Yeah, I hear that it's a stacked freaking roster.
Didn't I talk about it or not? I thought I did.
Yeah, briefly.
I don't know. Okay. Anyways, you want to get into, I guess, comics?
Yeah. Did you go to the shop and get anything or no?
To be honest, bro, no, I didn't. I've been hella fucking busy, dude. Like, yeah. Like, just, like I said, working and taking care of my daughter and going from one job to the next and shit like that. It's just been really fucking crazy for me, to be honest.
Yeah.
So, what about you? Did you get to go to the shop?
No.
I don't have any fucking pickups, bro. I feel disappointed in myself.
No, no pickups for me either, man. None. It's been very dry in comic book land over here. Hello?
Yeah, hold on, man. I'm just getting home. Hold on.
Gil's trying to make his boner go down. Every time we talk, he gets a boner. And he has to put me on mute, that way the boner will go away. It's a damn shame. I don't know why I do this. I just speak and just everybody just gets turned on. I don't know what it is. It sucks.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh man.
So I guess whatever we can get done in the next 20 minutes, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Talking to me or somebody else?
I'm talking to you, bitch. Who else am I going to be talking to?
I don't know. All right, so, yeah. No comic books for me either.
Damn, dude, we're trash. Fucking trash. So bad. I got some news, though.
All right, well, let's go ahead and get into the news. We can make up for it.
Hopefully we can, but I feel like it's not enough to make up enough. So what I got is, let me see, I put it up on the Instagram, but they released like kind of like the first couple panels of Spawn Kills Everyone Too.
Yeah.
And then I like the covers that they have, and it's just like, you know, baby Spawn yelling, and it says, "Die, sucker," like in the corner. I don't know, I just like how simple it is because it's like all white and it's like really clean and shit. And then it's like the panel is Dr. Octopus taking Spawn's temperature.
Okay. I've seen that.
I just thought that was a trip because it's clearly Doc Ock. It doesn't say Doc Ock. They actually call him Doc Spock or Dr. Spock. That's what he calls him. Spawn, because, you know, the baby Spawn goes, "Are we close to being done, Dr. Spock?" And then he goes, "I'm not Dr. Spock." But he doesn't say that he's Doc Ock either. And then he does, like, drawing some blood and doing some tests, taking his temperature and all this other shit. And then on another panel is Dr. Doom. So I think it has to do with, like, baby Spawn going to the doctor because Dr. Doom is, like, with the stethoscope on his heart.
Yeah.
So... yeah, and then what does he call him? What does he call him? They don't put. Oh, doomed. Doomed. I just feel like that's way like on the very like edge of like copyright infringement.
Yeah, but I think our boy, good old boy, Todd McFarlane, has enough weight in the game to where he can get away with it.
Yeah, well, I mean, this isn't the first time that he's done some shit like that. Was it Spawn 11? Where, like, you know, basically they were talking shit about DC and Marvel Comics selling out and stuff like that. And they had, let me see, there was a panel of, like, a bunch of characters basically in jail, like, chained up and shit like that.
Yeah.
And, like, they were putting their hands out as Spawn and, I forgot the other character. It was, like, like a fuzzy brown dude, like that looked almost like a fuck. Who's the fuzzy brown dude that fucking used to eat cats or something like that? Elf. It kind of looked like that, kind of in a way. And there was like Batman and Superman and Hulk and Wolverine, all these different hands, even like Doc Ock's tentacle and shit like that, reaching out to Spawn to fucking be saved by them. So this isn't the first time that like, you know, Todd McFarlane's talked shit. Well, not that he's talking shit, but, you know, like, had other characters in his comic.
Yeah. All right. Well, the first one, you got to think the first one was, they were all Comic-Con. It was people dressed up like superheroes, right? So,
yeah.
This one, I guess, is more actual superheroes.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, you know, it's cool about the cover that you posted, though. It's a, like, kind of a blank variant.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, they make Spawn really small in the corner. Todd McFarlane was talking about it, and he was saying, you know, I made him really small so he can pretty much kill anyone you want, so you can take it to the conventions and get someone to draw.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so it's a blank variant as well.
I might have to pick up a couple. Maybe that's – okay, so not maybe, but that's why they did it like that. Okay, I got you.
So you can have him killing pretty much anybody.
For sure. I'm with it. That's dope.
Yeah. So
One of the things that I have is Titans 30. This one actually caught my interest because it says Titans, and one by one they fall, and then it has Kid Flash, what do you call it? Donna Troy, Aqualad, Robin, and Miss Martian, and then it has X'd out. Robin's X'd out, Kid Flash, and Arsenal's X'd out, and then the quick little synopsis is with Beast Boy on a rampage, Miss Martian unleashes her true form to take him down. And it says it's 13 Dimensions exclusive preview of Titans. I don't know. They showed it off. I'm just like, oh, that actually seems pretty interesting. I wish I was reading it.
Tight.
Dude, what are you doing? I hear you typing or something in the background.
I'm not typing. I'm pulling on my notes to be ready.
Okay. Well,
thanks for calling me out, motherfucker.
Should have already been ready. I'm
just by saying. The time you finish, I would have already been ready.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. You done?
There's that.
You done? Giving me a rim job? You done?
No. I'm done being an asshole to you.
All right. All right. So. Fuck. See, now you made me lose my fucking place, dude.
Reading.
You fucking. Yeah. What? All right. Killmonger. Did I talk about this? Fuck.
I felt like you did already.
Killmonger is a symbiote?
Yep. I already talked about that. Real quick, Spawn 292 hits shelves December 19th. So that's next week. No, 2 weeks. Sorry, 2 weeks from now.
Okay. So pick it up. What's...
Me and my Spawn news.
Yeah, I know, right? Tom McFarlane needs to start paying you for all this advertising. Or at least send us some free comics or something. A Spawn sketch.
I stay on that shit. I love... what can I say?
I got a couple pieces. All right, so Image released a comic book called Dead Rabbits.
My bad. Didn't you already bring this up, too?
No.
No, I'm a trip.
Yeah, you're tripping. Well, it's been canceled and recalled.
Oh.
For all unsold copies of issue 1 and 2.
What the fuck? Really bad?
I don't know. But basically now the print run on this book is super low. So if you have one already, congratulations. And if you don't, but you happen to come across Dead Rabbits 1 or 2, then pick them up because eBay prices are going to shoot. And yeah, you're going to be able to flip it for some money. So that's cool. And then... you know Little Golden Books?
Never even heard of that before.
All right, so Little Golden Books, they were like these little kids' books back in the day with the gold, like, spine.
Oh, yeah. I remember those.
Yeah, well, they teamed up with Marvel to make a few little Golden Books, Marvel Little Golden Books. So the first one, yeah. So the first one coming out is Captain Marvel, and yeah, it looks pretty dope. It's a good thing to get if you have kids. It's a good thing to get your kids and kind of a good way to get them into.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, I bought some for Leilani, like a Spider-Man one and a Hulk one.
The Little Golden Books.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess they're doing them again.
Maybe they're coming up with different characters and shit like that.
Yeah. I didn't even know they did it before, to be honest.
Yeah, they did. I only know just because I bought them for Leilani, like I said, a few years back, like when she got into like preschool or kindergarten, something like that. Just real quick, if you don't mind me hopping back in.
Hop back in, bro. You know we like to take turns with this bitch. I mean, with this shit.
You go, then I go. So just real quick, next week, Go-Go Power Rangers 15 is going to be dropping. So look out for that one. I say that's a good pickup right there. Hellboy Winter Special 2018, that's going to be coming out. There's going to be three different covers. So you pick that one up. Hellboy is a great fucking read always. Batman Annual number 3 is going to be coming out. Batman Damned number 2. Now, this one's going to be the... well, they probably changed it now. Or what's going to be inside, they probably changed. But this is going to have Harley Quinn on the front. It's only a mini... It's a mini series, only 3. But this cover is dope because it has, like, Harley Quinn. Basically, it's like... It's Marilyn Monroe wearing like Dia de los Muertos, motherfucker. Harley Quinn type of makeup. Sorry. Dia de los Muertos, not Dia Muerto. Fucking.
Jeez, gringo.
Yeah, exactly, motherfucker. Flash 60 is coming out. Justice League Dark 6 is coming out. What else? Let me just hop on over to Marvel and let me see this everything that's coming out over there real quick.
You know it's not coming out though?
What?
Boys with Their Toys episode. Shout out to the Boys with Their Toys. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Bro, I said that we weren't gonna do this shit.
What, bro? I'm just kidding, man.
They're gonna get pissed.
They're not gonna get mad because they know we're joking.
Chubbs, I'm sorry. That was all him, not me. Spider-Man 11, Avengers 11, let's see, Black Panther 7. What else is Fantastic Four Wedding Special? Ooh.
We touched on that in the past a little bit.
The wedding special?
Yeah, the thing's getting married. Remember? Yeah, it was at the end of Fantastic Four number 1. Remember? They didn't even introduce Reed or Sue. Oh,
yep.
Yeah,
there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different covers.
Damn, they always do. Ooh.
Villain, the 7th one is Namor. The 6th one is, let's see, plus Deadpool. Let's see, just looking at these real quick. Like the Thing and his girl, like drawn like old school, like back in the days, like 60s. Just trying to see. The Deadpool one is actually pretty sick, though. It looks like they're all pissed off at him, chasing him down, like, the street. And then this one isn't loading. What the fuck does it look like? Come on. Oh, damn, it's not loading. Whatever. So past Infinity Wars, Ghost Panther, number 2.
Okay.
Remember the crossover characters?
Yeah.
Okay, the new Miles Morales book is going to be coming out. So Miles Morales number 1. Miles Morales Spider-Man number 1. And that's going to have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different covers. That's actually a good one to pick up. That I feel like will be a good one to pick up. Spider-Force 3, Spider-Girls 3, Spider-Gwen Ghost Spider 3. Fucking just all these different spider fucking ones. Oh, here goes another one to pick up. Star Wars Age of Republic Darth Maul. This has 5 different covers as well. That'll be a good one to pick up. That's probably about it. Yeah, that's all I'd say is worth picking up. You have anything else?
Sounds like you got a lot of good books coming out. I only have 2 things. One is that Hawkeye number 11 is going to reintroduce Captain Hydra. So they're bringing back Hydra Cap in his uniform, fully fledged out. So that's pretty cool. It's only going to make his first appearance go back up again, if anything. So, yeah. I don't know. I think it's pretty cool, but to be honest with you, I really think the costume, I think they missed the mark on the costume, to be honest.
For Hydra Cap?
Yeah. I think they should have definitely put an H on his head instead of the A.
Well, yeah, that's for sure. They fucked up when they didn't do that.
Yeah, when they didn't do that. And
there's no reason for the A.
And, you know, the Hydra symbol on his shield is definitely cool. But, I don't know. So, they brought him back. Hawkeye number 11.
Did they say why they brought him back?
No, it just says he's coming back. The issue isn't out yet, so we have to wait till that comes out.
I mean, that's pretty much how he's going to look like, though, for the action figure one, right? With the armor and shit, or not? Right?
Yeah.
Isn't that what we got? Same thing?
Yeah.
They definitely should have did the age, though, instead.
Well, they didn't age him at all, because I guess Captain America...
No, I don't mean age. I mean, should have did the H on him.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I think that would have been tight. But that comes out this month. And then Martian Manhunter. They are the 5th, which is in what, Wednesday? This Wednesday? They're gonna do a mini series with Martian Manhunter. And it's going to be like more of a darker tone. I mean, they even say it opens with him murdering two people.
Oh, shit, for real?
Yeah. And the art in it is really dope. I do not know who the artist is, unfortunately. But, yeah, the art is, like, kind of cartoony a little bit, but not too cartoony. It's, like, detailed cartoony. I don't know. It looks tight. So, check that out. Oh, Riley Rossmo?
Okay. I don't know who that is.
Yeah. So, I don't know. But it looks really fucking dope. So, check it out. We wouldn't steer you wrong.
Yeah, we totally know what we're talking about, guys.
Yeah. And if we don't, Google does. So.
That's facts.
Facts squared. What about let's go ahead and get into collectibles pickups. I know you got something. Come on, give it to me. Let me hear it.
Sorry, bro.
What?
I have some stuff coming.
You got some steak tacos. That's a pickup.
No,
that's
pretty good. I have some stuff coming. I have some stuff coming. Do you want me to talk about what's coming or not?
I don't know, bro. I mean, I don't want to hear about you coming, but...
Shut the fuck up, man.
I can tell you
what I got. I actually got... Okay, I'll just put it like this. I have two Dragon Ball Z figure arts coming. Ooh. One of them is completely free. Because okay. I won a bet.
Damn.
It was between... whatchamacallit, a customer over at my security job. She's a Niners fan, and she was talking hella shit about the Cowboys, and she was saying how the 49ers were going to do so much better than the Cowboys and this and that. And she's like, we could put a bet on the season that the Niners will have a better season. And, yeah, the Dallas Cowboys could lose the rest of their games, and they're still not going to have a better record.
Damn.
So it does not matter. So she messaged me and she's like, yeah, so okay, well here was the bet. So if I lost, I would have had to buy her a $45 bottle of whiskey. I forgot what type of, hold on, let me see if I can pull it up real quick.
Is it that White Walker whiskey?
No. Never mind. It was some tequila. She wanted the 70th anniversary Don Julio.
Oh, Añejo.
Añejo. Okay. So that's a $45 tequila bottle.
Yeah.
And then I told her, just give me like a $40 action figure.
Yeah.
And like, we straight.
And then, yeah. So yeah, I got something coming.
Tight, tight. Hey, speaking of whiskey, though, did you see the White Walker, the Game of Thrones White Walker whiskey?
Nah.
Yeah, they released a bunch of whiskey. So it's actually made by Johnny Walker. And it says White Walker, and it's like themed. And when you put it in the freezer, like shit, actually, you can actually see like details come out when it's cold. It's pretty crazy.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. I want to get it. Like, I already have like the Game of Thrones beer, the Walking Dead beer. I don't know. I have a weird mix of just like geeky
alcohol bottles. Collector.
Yeah. And they also released a bunch of Game of Thrones, like one for each house, and then one for the Night's Watch, for another brand of whiskey. But I was like, damn, bro, I don't even drink whiskey, but I feel like I gotta get it all. So, but that's what's up. And then you ordered the second one.
Yeah, I ordered the second one.
I can kind of guess, but we can wait.
No, you can guess, and I'll let you know yes or no. But you only get two guesses. No, three guesses.
Where go high.
Wrong.
Well, damn. Okay. Shit on my life. What was the other one that just came out? Was it Vegeta that just came out? There we go, Vegeta.
Wrong.
Those aren't
even up for pre-order yet.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't been keeping up with the SH figurines.
Come on, dog.
But hey, they are coming out. Boom. News.
Okay, we're not in news.
Damn. Okay. Well, those are my two guesses. So.
No. One more. Go.
Do they have a Piccolo SH figurines?
Yeah.
They do.
They made two different ones: a regular standard one and a SDCC version.
Piccolo.
Nope.
Damn. All right. Well, I guess we'll find out.
It's actually a newer figure.
Yeah,
those that you guessed were all old, except for the one that isn't even released yet.
Damn. But all right,
do you have any pickups?
All right, so I got a couple things for pickups.
Hey, I just remembered. I got one thing. Only one thing.
Damn it, Kev.
I forgot.
What'd you get?
Because it was actually something that I got over the weekend when I went to go pick up my daughter. I went to, like, the Walgreens and just randomly walked in and then just, like, was wandering the aisles. And I actually found, like, four Spider-Hulk 6-inch pops.
Nice.
So I only picked up one, though, of course, because I'm not like that. But I hit up you and then I hit up the boys to see if anybody wanted them. And, like, everybody was like, nah, pass. So it's really fucking cool, though. I really like it. I just wish I had the Legends version, though.
Yeah. It's one of the figures that eluded me as well. You know, it's funny that you said that. I just literally had somebody. They sold their Hulk Spider-Man. You know, on Facebook, where when someone sells it, it's like, oh, hey, oh, yeah. This item sold. Yeah. And dude wasn't trying to come up off of it. He was trying to sell it for 60. And yeah, I know it was legit. That
makes sense. Yeah.
And I tried to offer him a little bit less. He said no. And then, yeah. So I was like, all right, whatever. But yeah, still pretty good. There's so many fakes out there, though. That's the only thing I worry about. So.
Yeah. Well, like, dude, I told you when I almost ended up getting into a fight with somebody over one, right? Like, this was like April of this year, March, April of this year. Like, fucking.
I don't know if you told the cast. Why don't we?
I think story I time. Did, bro. I think, yeah. Well, okay, I don't know. It was a local toy show. Anyways, like, he had one for sale, and I picked it up, and I wanted to take a look at it. And then I asked him, like, oh, like, you know, like, how much? And then he was like, I think $70. And then, like, I threw my eyebrows up, like, oh, damn, that's, like, kind of steep. Like, eBay prices, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he's all like, oh, if you're going to do your eyebrows like that, you could fucking put my figure down. I'm like, what? And he goes, you didn't like the price. I said, I was like, yeah. So I was like, I got fucking cash. And he goes, if you can't afford it, bro, just fucking put it. I was like, again, I got fucking cash. And I pulled out, like, you know, some money. And I was like, I was just going to try to negotiate with you. But honestly, fuck you and fuck your figure. And I just threw it down. And he goes, watch my fucking figure. I'm fucking, I'm going to get you thrown out. And this, you know, just talking shit. And I was like, fuck you, dude. I was like, because my daughter was like around. She wasn't right there, But I was like, bro, you're fucking lucky that my daughter's here. Otherwise, fucking, I'd really tell you how I fucking feel. I was like, I'm going to leave. You want to call security? That's fine, bro. I was like, I'm just letting you know. I was like, we could go outside right now to go talk.
Yeah, he was about to get folded.
Yeah, big time, buddy. But anyways, yeah, just I had a chance to buy it, but that ended up happening.
Story time.
Two problem. Anyways, yeah. What'd you get, man? What were your pickups?
All right, so one of my pickups was Hawk related. Okay.
Oh shit.
And I finally got that 14-inch Marvel Legends Hawk.
Oh damn! The 12-inch line. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, I waited because I thought that was a little steep on the price. I got it during Black Friday for 35, something like that, somewhere around there.
Not bad.
Nah, definitely
regular,
worth it.
What, like 70 or some shit like that?
I think it was 80 regular price. So yeah, I was like fucking happy as shit, and I got it, man, and it's so big in my hands, man. It's just
that's what she said.
Yeah, not to me though. Everything's black about me except my penis.
You're fucking stupid.
Nah, I'm just kidding. Dude, it has two head sculpts. I like the classic one better.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it's a fucking good ass figure. So I'm happy to add it to the Hawk shelf. I also got with that, I ordered for $7 Wonder Man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I wanted his purple effects and the purple hands for my Magneto custom. Unfortunately, the hands don't fit, but the purple effects go perfect.
Can you make them?
I probably could, but I don't know if I want to because.
Too much work.
Yeah, and it's the Toy Biz one, so I don't know if I want to start dremeling into the Toy Biz
Magneto. What if you, what should I call it, at the elbow joint, if you take off, like, Toy Biz, what should I call it, lower arm?
Mm-hmm.
And throw on, like, a newer Marvel Legends lower arm and just paint it, or you don't want to deal with painting either.
Yeah, you know, I have a painter, and I don't feel like painting him. I already owe him, like, 100 and something bucks.
Oh, fuck.
Because he's working on some projects right now for me. But, I don't know. I just, because the Toy Biz actually is pretty cool because his fingers do articulate. So I don't know if I want to ruin that anyway. But, I don't know. I got the effects. So the effects and the are accounted for. And then also the head I'm actually going to use on a Superman body. So.
Oh, dope.
Yeah, I think it'll make a good Superman, good because he got the red eyes and shit. So, I got that for fodder. So, it was like under 40. It was like 42 with tax, I think. So,
for both.
For both, yeah, and that's not bad at all. Yeah. So, that's all I got this week. Christmas is right around the corner. So,
yeah,
I
have a tattoo appointment coming up.
Oh, nice. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't know. We'll still probably find something. always do. Cool. You want to go ahead and get in news?
Yeah, man, we could go ahead and get into that. Let me see. There's a shitload of fucking news, man.
Yeah, there is. Do you want me to kick it off? I'll kick it off.
Yeah, you could go ahead and do that.
All right. Because I'm about to like kick it off with some stuff not too many people are probably fond of. All right, so Enter Bay, do you know who they are?
Yeah. They do
they did that Michael Jordan. Like one, yeah.
Is it 1/6 or 1/10 or what is it?
It's 1/6 scale. It's like Hot Toy size.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
Actually, here's a funny story real quick. A long time ago I actually tried to order the first Michael Jordan that came out.
Yeah.
And, you know, the wifey said, yeah, it's a go, whatever, go ahead. And I passed. And I think now that shit's going for like $1,000.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. I fucked up. Major. I fucked up. But, hey, whatever. You know what I mean? You win some, you lose some. But they're actually, I showed this to Chubbs. Shout out to him. They have like these little I don't know what to call them. They have three waves. They're like little vinyl. It looks like little vinyls, but I think they're a little bit bigger. They're like 10 inches. And they have like the KFC guy with like sharp teeth, like the colonel with sharp teeth holding like a chicken, a piece of chicken. They have Ronald McDonald with sharp teeth. They look like they look like evil, right?
So why are we bringing this up on the cast? Because like pass on this shit, homie.
Shout out to Chubbs, bro. Shout out to Chubbs. I showed it to him. I thought it does look pretty cool.
I guess I'd have to maybe just check him out, see a picture of him. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll shoot you a picture. But yeah, they got Tony the Tiger with like the cornflakes rooster as an accessory. I think the accessories are actually pretty cool. Like the Starbucks, you know, the mermaid on the Starbucks cup.
Yeah.
They got her. And she looks fucking mad creepy, to be honest, with like a cup of coffee. Then they have Pennywise, one of Joker's goons from the Batman, The Dark Knight Returns. Frankenstein, Freddy with a little Jason, Chucky with a little Chucky's bride, Pennywise with a little Georgie. A bunny and the saw guy, the little jigsaw on a bike. I don't know. I thought they were pretty cool for people that collect NECA and vinyls and stuff. They might appreciate these. So, and then I'll go ahead and shoot that over to you so you can see what I'm talking about. But also, you know how they came out with the vintage. The vintage Flash figure at GameStop. That was exclusive to GameStop and shit.
Oh, yeah. Wait, hold on. Exclusive to GameStop?
No. Like, you know, they're the multiverse figs, but they're, like, the vintage ones. So they have, like...
The TV show or the movies.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
they're not exclusive to just GameStop. They have them everywhere.
Really? I've only ever seen them at GameStop, so that's why I thought they were exclusive to GameStop. But
you're missing from, sir. I'm sorry.
Wonder Woman. They got the what was her name? The actress?
Linda Carter.
Linda Carter Wonder Woman fig. And just like the previous ones, it looks really fucking good in the package. But when we see it in person, it probably won't look this good.
It all looks like trash to me, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't know. There might be someone interested in them, so I figured I'd drop it out, you know, let the people know.
So,
let me like what you got.
We'll start off with Mezco. Mezco has a PX exclusive X-Men cable that they put out, and so it's basically the same exact fig, just in the blue and yellow suit. No shoulder pads, so that's kind of cool. That's $100. Let me see. We got a bunch of shit revealed from SH Figuarts. Hold on. Before I jump into that real quick, Storm Collectibles showed off a Muhammad Ali. Are you going to get that?
I don't know, man. I was contemplating it.
I feel like you kind of got to be honest.
Yeah, it'll go really nice with the, I don't know what kind of shelf that you would call that, but I got the Bruce Lee and the Mike Tysons up there. So I don't know.
I feel like you kind of have to.
Yeah, I might just shoot, get a pre-order over to Brandon and see what's up.
Yeah, I feel like you kind of have to.
Yeah, probably push for that.
Oh, real quick, fuck Bandai America.
What the fuck?
Real quick.
Why fuck that?
Bitch-ass motherfuckers, because you know how they were doing the American, $20 Power Ranger figures?
Yeah.
So they released all the Psycho Rangers except for yellow and pink, and they came out and made a statement saying, yeah, you're not going to get a complete team. We're not doing it. So no yellow, no pink. So fuck them for being pieces of shit. Fucking punk-ass motherfuckers.
And they don't even have a female Psycho Ranger sculpt, do they?
Nah. Like, I was thinking about maybe picking up a couple female figures and sculpting them. Yeah. I don't know. I might. We'll see what happens. Mesco, fuck, I forgot about this last Mesco thing. They put up the Mesco exclusive Black Suit Daredevil from the Netflix. That thing sold out fast. Fuck, also Storm Collectibles. Goddamn, I'm jumping around. They have the, what is it called? What do they call them? It's like the Street Fighter V Bison. Like, I really don't like how he looks. He has a goatee.
Oh, the one with the skull. And red and gold, the skull on his shoulder pad?
Yeah, I really don't like how that looks. It looks like trash. Also, Figure Arts. Figure Arts had a big showing. What was it? Like a Japan? Tokyo Con? Something like, I don't know. I forget exactly which con it was. All right. So, anyways. Figure showed off a Captain Marvel, one like with her corpse suit, like the kind of like black and like turquoise, and then the other repainted one with like her classic colors. So we're basically getting the same exact fucking figure just in two different colorways, to be honest.
That, and did you see the third one with the different head sculpt? And there's actually three.
Oh, there's three? Which is the third one?
There's another one with like a different head sculpt with the hair like blowing to the side.
No. That's for both. I think I think that's just a extra head. I don't think it's a third figure.
I don't know, man. Keep going. I'll see.
Showed off a young version Coulson. This shit looks weird as fuck, bro. Like the head sculpt with his glasses.
Yeah.
It's weird as fuck.
Who said it looked like a Men in Black figure?
I think it was the boys, to be honest.
Yeah, they hit the nail on the head with that one.
Agent K.
Yeah.
So we don't really talk about statues too often. But whatchamacallit? Toyshiz on Instagram. He put up BP_Crane King. They're two statues. There's a black and white version, and then there's a colored version. And it's like Spider-Man, he has his hands down, one arm down, one arm up for a whip, and his legs are spread and shit like that, right? But it looks straight up like Todd McFarlane art. This shit looks so fucking sick. I'm like, I don't really fuck with statues, but like this is definitely one that I could see myself getting. It just looks fucking amazing, to be honest. My bad. And then back into figure arts. So Tomashi Nation showed off a... the manga realization IG-88 showed that off. They showed off yet again another they showed off Grievous years ago.
Yeah.
And this looks like the same fucking thing, wired cape, you know, it doesn't look anything different. They showed it again. Are we going to fucking get it? You've been showing it for a long time. Then we got X-Wing pilot Luke, which I think is new. Yeah, that's new. Hot Toys showed off the what are they called? The Outriders? Yeah. The 1/6 scale Outrider. That shit looks wicked. That shit looks totally crazy looking. So for any Hot Toy collectors out there. And then a manga realization, Black Panther. That actually looked pretty sick. I don't know if you've seen that. I'm pretty sure that they just reused the Darth Vader there. No, just playing.
Yeah. Hey, real quick, my bad.
Yo.
So yeah, they literally have one with her, the one you're talking about with the different head, and the hands. Then they have one with her hair blowing in the wind and a brown jacket with a cat accessory. So yeah, they have three Captain Marvel figs. Yeah. And it looks like shit. Yeah. And I was like, when I seen that, I was like, really? I already really don't collect the MCU, and you called me out on that. You were like, yo, because I bought, who did I buy? Guardians of the Galaxy.
Blue dude. Fuck, what's the blue dude's name?
I don't know off the top of my head. Shit.
God damn it. Daryl Dixon. No, not Daryl.
Merle Dixon. I can remember fucking his name from fucking Walking Dead.
Yondu.
There you go. Boom. Yeah. I got Yondu because of the movie, and you called me out on it. And after like a while, I was like, yeah, you're right. I don't collect the MCU figs. So I don't know why.
So what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah, exactly. So now I see the MCU figs. I'm just like, eh, no, I'm good. Thank you, yo. Thank you.
No problem. I got you, bro. Sticking with the fig you art. So our suspicion was right with Gogeta, of course.
Yes.
So I knew that it was only a matter of time before they showed off a Gogeta figure. So they have, and then we're also right about having him being blue. So they showed off the blue and also the depowered version of him. And he looks pretty fucking sick, dude, to be honest. And I went ahead and pre-ordered two Broly's and one Gogeta already. Mm. I don't know if I told you that. So I went ahead and did that. And then Monster Art. Monster Arts, Tamashii Nation is still the same thing, just they call it Monster Arts. They got the movie version of King Ghidorah. This thing is fucking massive and is fucking amazing looking. I think I want to get these, bro. This thing probably looks like it's going to run like $200, but all the Monster Arts always go, like, they always go up in price, bro. Every single one of them.
Yeah.
So it's like, I think I want to get that.
You're gonna need to get the rest of them now.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's exactly what I was gonna talk about actually with the other ones that they got. Fuck, was it Mothra? And I forget the other one. I think it's Rodan, or I forget exactly which ones. The pterodactyl dude and of course Mothra. I forget what the pterodactyl dude's name is, but the it looks fucking sick.
We'll just call him Pterodactyl Dude for now.
Yeah, for us. Chubbs is probably going to call me out like fucking fake fan.
Yeah. But he's not here, so it don't matter.
Yeah.
You should have been here. You should have been here, Chubbs. If you want to call people out, you should have been on the episode. But no, you're too busy.
And then, let me see. I think the last thing that I have, if I'm not mistaken, yeah, the last thing that I have is actually NECA putting out the two-pack. I seen this for myself over at Comic-Con earlier this year, and it's Atreus, who's Kratos' son, and then Kratos. So,
oh, the two-pack, yeah.
Yeah, the two-pack, and it looks fucking sick, man. Like, all the accessories that it comes with. So it comes with this Leviathan Axe. It comes with an effect for the Leviathan Axe. It comes with, whatchamacallit, for his... Fuck, I forgot already, like, because I haven't played the game for a while, what mode it's called. Like, when it's not, like, it was basically his Spartan mode for the other games. I forget what the fuck they call it in this game, but, like, basically flame effects, comes with some chaos blades, comes with an alternate head sculpt for Kratos. Atreus just got his one head sculpt, but he comes with a bow, arrow, quiver, knife. There's hella accessories for both of them. It's just like a really great fucking two pack. And for $50, man, it's fucking great. It's a great, great price point for two really good looking figures. Well sculpted, tons of accessories and shit. I'm all about it.
You got your collection going on that, so.
For God of War? Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, so you gotta pick that up.
Yeah, because actually, like, I have, like, the PS, not the PS3, the God of War 3 figures from back in the day, from NECA a long time ago. I didn't even know that NECA made them. That's, like, back, like, when I used to collect them, back when I used to keep everything mint on card. But then, like, I stashed them away for years, and I randomly found them again, like, 10 years later and shit like that. And I have all of them open.
Open them shits.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, and then last thing about NECA. I'm sorry, Chubbs. I know you kind of like work for NECA, but fuck NECA, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I went to my Target, and my NECA section was on fucking point, dude. It was fully
stocked. They're always on point. I'm not gonna lie, they're always on point. But what I'm saying, why I'm saying fuck NECA, is why in the fuck are they releasing five? I think this is the fifth. Different version of fucking Penny, the new Pennywise. Different heads, different accessories. Now they're making the whatchamacallit,
accessory pack.
The head, no, it's not an accessory pack, it's just the same fucking pig but with different, you know, body parts and head sculpts and shit like that. So it's like the head sculpt that opens up with a light shining in the middle. the crazy painting lady face, like the, what you call it, the insect hands, insect leg, like snap-on accessories, and like, I don't know, man. It's just like, what the fuck?
They milking it, bro.
Stop giving us the same fucking, yeah, dude. I mean, basically, and like, I guarantee people are gonna fucking buy it, and so that's another $25, $30. Who knows if they make an exclusive? Because if it's an exclusive, there goes $30. So it's just like, fuck, come on, dude. Cut that shit out.
Yeah. NECA is kind of like McFarlane Toys to me.
How so?
Oh. Like, because yeah, McFarlane does something similar with the basketball figures.
Yeah. That's why I was like, wait,
how's the LeBron James?
Like, no, yeah.
It's the exact same LeBron James with a different painted jersey. Yeah. I'm actually gonna get it. I'm actually gonna get the new one. They have a special edition 2K19.
Isn't there one like a champs version or some shit? Oh no, that was like a
That was the Funko Pop.
Yeah,
they released that at Foot Locker. Dude, they released it online. It sold out in seconds. You know, I wanted to report on Funko, but the thing is, like, by the time I report, the shit comes out and sells out so fast, there's no point in me even seeing it, to be honest. Like, they had this 12 Days of Christmas Funko did.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah. And I tried to get the all red chrome Batman. Dude, that shit sold out fucking before it went up. Like,
super fast.
Yeah, same thing with the LeBron James. And then
it didn't even hit online because all the employees bought all the shit up.
Yeah, and it's just like, you know what? Whatever. I'm not even going to. Why would I even, like, fucking
waste your time?
You know, tease everybody like that. Oh, hey, you can go get this now. And by the time they fucking go, it's like, oh, it's gone. Sold out. So
what the fuck? Yeah,
but, yeah, so that's why I don't even comment. But now McFarlane Toys actually released a limited two. Well, it's not a limited edition, but it's a special edition 2K19 LeBron James. Yeah, LeBron James 2K19.
LeBron James.
And it's exactly you like LeBron James now, though, right?
Fuck LeBron. Why the fuck would I like him?
Because he's in Cali, bro, doing it.
I don't give a fuck. Being in with the Bay, though. So, Cali and being with the Bay are two different things, bro. Like, L.A., I don't fuck with L.A. Sorry.
Mm.
I don't have any family or nothing like that, so I have no attachment to L.A.
That's why y'all be banging out there, bro.
I mean, I don't bang, but I'm just saying. Like,
bro, you just repped your set, bro. You banging.
Well, yeah, Bay Area, bro. Straight up, homie. That's it.
Damn, that's what's up. And then if you got a problem with it,
yeah,
go to the Bay so he can fold you. Yeah. He'll fold you in the Bay.
Absolutely. Every day.
Bumping that E40.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, I mean, that's a solid week's worth of toy news. I mean,
I'd say so.
Yeah, so let's go ahead and get into Anime.
Real quick with anime, I've been watching Tokyo Ghoul and it's getting fucking amazing. I don't know if I talked about last time that whatchamacallit. So one of Kaneki's subordinates from before, like the time jump.
Yeah.
It was actually a chick disguised as a fucking dude. There's a chick disguised as a fucking dude, and like she was like in love with Kaneki. So like now that he betrayed the CCG and everything like that, like she's taking it hella hard, and she's like, "I love you, and I'm gonna kill you and set you free, and this and that, and all this other shit. I'm gonna rid you of the ghoul scum and all this other bullshit." So like, she rolled up on Kaneki, but then like Kaneki, you know, basically mopped the floor with her, and Toka, his wife, ended up taking over the fight for him. Mm-hmm. And she was lightweight getting fucked up, actually. But he couldn't do anything about it because Juzo actually came, and Juzo had his like speed he had a speed force armor shit, and Kaneki and him were going at it, and Juzo actually had like a bunch of agents with him, and I don't know if I wasn't paying attention or what, but like I seen that there was a bunch of hooded like agents, and I was like, okay, so like what the fuck, who are they, right? And they all had white hair. They were all clones of Kaneki. They all had the same power. They all had the same regenerative abilities. It was fucking nuts. So he had to fight like hundreds like of himself, basically.
Damn, and bro, then, I do that every day in my life.
Do you really? That's insane.
I fight myself in my head, bro. Hundreds of myself. I'm kidding. Okay, that
sounds it's like some crazy shit.
All right, so Kaneki was fighting hundreds of himself.
Oh, yeah. And then, what you call it? They all attacked him all at one time. And They got, like, he was destroying a bunch of them. But, like, more came out. And there's, like, just, like, hundreds surrounding him. And they all attacked him. And they, like, pretty much impaled them all at the same time. And he was pretty much just a torso and a head. And then his kagune, which are like his wings, or like, I mean, they could be different things. Like they kind of look like
the tendrils.
Yeah, like the tendrils, but they could turn into different things. That's what I'm saying, is like every person's is different and they have different abilities and shit like that. But anyways, that's all he had. And they were pretty much killing him. And then he seen Toka about to die, like that chick pretending to be a dude had her pinned up against like the wall and threw two knives at her and pinned her up against like the wall through her shoulders. And then she was like, he was freaking the fuck out. Yeah. He got pissed off and like it unleashed and turned him into like some type of like, well, he went inside and like, he was like dying. And then there's like five different personalities.
See, bro, like, I told you.
Or four fight. Different, four, well, yeah. Four different. Hold on. There's four different personalities, and then the fifth one was like the crazy him that got tortured by Jason. It always goes back full circle to what happened to him, like when he got tortured with Jason. So, So like he ended up talking to himself, and they're like, "Oh, you just need to unleash and make them pay." So then, like he does, like fully let go and unleashes everything, and fucking. He turns into this huge fucking beast that takes over like all of the fucking different wards all at the same time. He turns into like this huge centipede monster thing. That's fucking like insane how huge it is.
Damn.
Yeah. So that's pretty fucking crazy. And like right now, the humans, like the CCG, is scared, and they're working with the ghouls because the ghouls just want to help Kaneki, and the CCG, of course, want Kaneki to stop and not destroy and kill everybody. And then like they actually realize like, oh, we're not too different after all, and this and that. And they're like, oh, maybe this was Kaneki's plan all along to get us to get along
forces.
To join forces and live alongside each other.
Boom. I mean, he's a living embodiment, bro.
Yeah, pretty much,
bro. You know what, the world could learn a lot from Tokyo Ghoul.
For real.
We need to just stop being against each other, bro.
Why are you always trying to give a message, man? What the fuck is wrong with you? Yeah.
Cause, man. World's fucked up. No, but
that's facts.
You weren't the only one who watched some anime.
Oh, for real? What'd you watch?
Yeah. I watched The Seven Deadly Sins. I watched like five episodes.
What?
Yeah, the first That's season. Up, bro. It's not How bad. It? It's not bad. I liked it. It was just, I don't know. I seen it on Netflix. I was going through Netflix, seeing it, put it on.
I watched a couple episodes. I watched the first four or five.
Yeah. What'd
you think?
It was pretty good. It's funny because like the seven deadly sins, you know, are supposed to be like the embodiment of sin, but the holy army and shit, and the holy knights, they're supposed to be good, but really it's the opposite. Like, holy knights are fucked up. And some fucked up individuals. And the seven deadly sins are actually, like, trying to help people and shit. I think it was just funny.
Them, like, the holy knights trying to scare
categorize them. Yeah. As the bad guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but there's some fucked up individuals. So,
100%.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty straight, you know, so far from what I've seen. Looking forward to get deeper into it, to be honest. And they're 20-minute episodes, so in an hour you could burn through. Plus, I skipped the intro and I skipped the outro, so it's more like 17 minutes. So yeah. I'm going to probably try to burn through that real fast, catch up on Tokyo Ghoul, and then yeah,
dude, it's fucking where I'm gonna great, go from there. Bro. It's fucking great.
So I do have a little bit of news, though, if you want me to go ahead and get into it.
Yeah, go for it, man. Go for it.
All right, so Fairy Tail.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Fairy Tail final season. I like how they say final season, but it's supposed to be it's listed to be 51 episodes. So
that's like, a long ass final season.
You know what I mean? It's like, oh, final season. Everyone's like, oh man, this sucks.
Yeah, it'll only take a couple years to get through the last season.
So there's that, and then Ghost in the Shell is coming back, but on Netflix. Wait,
really?
Yep.
Oh, they're bringing it to Netflix. Okay, gotcha.
And Netflix, it's going to be a Netflix original. The anime style is a little different. They took a different direction, but same story, same characters.
So hold on, it's going to be a Netflix original?
Yeah.
Oh, what? Okay, cool.
Yep, and that's going to be released in 2020, so we got a little while for that, but...
Got a year, because, I mean, honestly, 2018 is fucking done.
Yeah, and it's called Ghost in the Shell SAC 2045. So
is it going to take place in 2045, I'm assuming?
I'm guessing, yeah.
It's a safe assumption, I'd say.
Yeah, yep. And then Dario, he dropped a little bit of news on us. I don't know if that was on your docket, that Hulu is got the rights to Funimation.
No.
Yeah, Hulu got the rights to Funimation, so they'll be streaming all those good shows on there.
Oh, really?
Including the final season of Fairy Tail, which we were just talking about. So
that's dope.
Yeah, man. And that's all I had.
Okay. Got a whole lot.
What you got?
Give me 1 second. Let me pull up my notes right now. Then I get into it.
Pull out your what?
Shut up, fool.
This is a family-friendly show. I like when people say that, but clearly it's not.
Give me 1 second. Whoa. I don't have anything for anime. Everything that I have is for it would be TVs and movie. Fuck.
No. It's all good. Light anime week for us. We apologize.
Well, because like the...
But
what I do have is Power Rangers related, and that's TV. But it's, you know, over in Japan though.
I mean, drop it. Fuck it.
Are you sure?
It's our show. The listeners just gonna have to deal with it. Sorry, guys. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, actually, you know what? I just reread it. It's actually comic book news about Power Rangers. My bad. I fucked up. I done goofed.
No, that's not good.
Let's just drop it here. My bad. I got actually multiple Power Ranger like things to talk about. My bad. So I'll just talk about this. It's supposed to go in comics. My bad. Boom Studios introduces Power Ranger Supersonic.
Mm-hmm.
And the team is Ace, the Red Ranger, Brute, the Blue Ranger, Gent, the Black Ranger, Pyre? I don't know, P-Y-R-E, the Yellow Ranger, and Star, the Pink Ranger. And it says the newest team of Power Rangers was introduced as a brand new comic book story by Boom Studios, as featured in the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Year 2 Deluxe. Fans may immediately recognize the Supersonic Rangers as being derived from the Chikyu Sentai Five Man, a Super Sentai series that aired in Japan in 1990. And then let me see. This is a quick little synopsis, though. This is what got my interest, actually.
Mm-hmm.
The Team Six Ranger is a Green Ranger named Trek. So, of course, a Green Ranger who becomes jealous of the Pink Ranger's budding romance with the Red Ranger. Seems familiar to me. Yeah. In the villainous act, the Green Ranger betrays his teammate by killing them in an explosion. What? Damn. He then reports.
That's a little harsh.
He then reports to the evil Dark Spectre, who fans will recognize as the Power Rangers in Space Dark Spectre, gives Trek newfound powers, turning him into the Psycho Green Ranger, and thus the origin of the iconic evil doer is born.
Damn, okay, yeah, that's cool. That's worth dropping.
Yeah.
You know, even though it's a little late, but it's cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I thought that was kind of cool. Let's see.
It's like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, if I can't have her, and nobody can.
Yeah, pretty much. Blah. Basically, that's what it turns into. They actually got some kind of cool designs, very old school looking. And then the next piece of Power Ranger news I do have, I guess get into TV news after or no?
I mean, we got some video game news, but to fill in a little bit for anime, I had a couple more things.
Okay, go for it, man. Because
I didn't think about this.
Shit, my bad.
But remember when we commented Michael B. Jordan would be on that like mech type anime show?
Yeah.
Called Genlock a while back. Well, yeah. They actually have some footage on YouTube, and it's actually being released on Rooster Teeth, which is kind of weird.
Wait, what? Really?
Yeah. So you can go check out some footage on it now on YouTube on Rooster Teeth. Which is pretty cool. And this part, I figured why not? It's anime, so why not just manga, anime are really close. So My Hero Academia Volume 16 just released. And you can go check out a free preview on Viz Media right now.
Really?
Yep. So okay. Continuing the story.
Check it out. Definitely check that shit out.
Yeah. And then, let's go ahead and just get into video game news. I have a few things for that, too.
Okay. What do you got?
First of all, Mortal Kombat 11 trailer. What's up?
Super hype. Hey, so hold on. Quick
21, question. 21.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. What do you think of the 21 Savage?
I don't know. It was weird.
I like it, to be honest, because like he says something. I don't even remember the fucking line because like I haven't watched it like probably like in a few hours. Like I watched it a few hours ago, like when I posted it. But like he says something about like kicking in the face, like Liu Kang. I was like, sure, why not? Fucking Mortal Kombat reference. Let's go. I'm with it. And like what was funny is like my brother actually brought it to my attention first, and he said that he had to rewind it because he thought that his music was playing rather than the trailer playing.
Wow, that's funny.
Because he was all like, wait, what the fuck? Like he's like, just it doesn't seem like 21 Savage and fucking Mortal Kombat would go together, you know, like at all.
Yeah.
I do gotta say, I don't like the redesign of Shao Kahn. Not a fan. At the very end of the trailer. Not a fan of that at all.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm excited about it, but, you know, I want to see a gameplay trailer more to see what the mechanics look like.
Definitely, but the thing is, I really don't like how, Shao Kahn looks. I don't like that redesign. Raiden looks sick as fuck. I don't know why he's all red with red lightning and shit.
Maybe I've never
seen that shit before. Evil?
Maybe they'll probably have another costume for Shao Kahn, bro. So you'll be able to change the costume on him.
I'd hope because they're kind of like following in Street Fighter's footsteps with the bullshit redesign.
I mean, so for people who haven't seen the trailer, Raiden kills Scorpion.
But that's then, before he gets his powers, though.
Yeah, but then Scorpion comes back and kills him.
Fucks his shit up.
Yeah, real quick.
I was like, that's fucking sick.
So, I don't know,
With his hellfire and shit.
Maybe they're doing some kind of time shit, you think, maybe?
Yeah, but, okay, that's the other thing that I didn't get, because they already reboot this shit once.
Yeah.
So, what the fuck, they're going back in time again?
Maybe different realms?
I don't know. But I'm just, like, kind of like, what the fuck about it, though? I mean, I'm with it regardless. I really like Mortal Kombat. I really do. So, I mean, it's whatever to me. It just surprises the fuck out of me. Because a while back, we got pictures of Kotal Kahn. I don't know if you remember who he is from Street Fighter 10.
Kotal Kahn? Kotal Kahn?
No. Kotal Kahn, the Aztec dude. Do you remember him or not?
Yeah. I remember him.
Okay, yeah. So, like, we got pictures.
He reminded me of, like, a bootleg Nightwolf for some reason.
I actually like them more than Nightwolf, to be honest, just because, I mean, I'm part Native American, but I got more ties to the Aztec.
Well, no. Yeah, no, I know that, but I'm saying, like, the moveset.
Oh, no. What I'm saying is, I'm fucking with you. No, I get what you're saying, bro.
Yeah.
What you're saying, calm your tits, man.
I feel you.
Relax.
I feel you.
I don't know if I like your attitude right now.
All right, I'm sorry.
I'm fucking with you. Anyway.
But yeah, no, it's definitely dope. Did we talk about the Negan trailer for Tekken 7?
No, man, we gotta talk about that. That's another thing
that was pretty cool too. Even though I wasn't even excited about Negan being in the game,
it looked pretty sick though, right?
It did look pretty sick.
He looks OP as fuck, to be honest. Yeah.
I mean,
to bring him into that type of universe where everyone has like projectile energy and shit like that. Yeah.
I mean, and fucking, not to mention, you got a motherfucker with a fucking tiger head, lion head, whatever, leopard head.
Oh, King,
yeah. Like, I'm sorry, like, that fucking bat ain't gonna do nothing to King. They're all swole and shit.
He's a lucha libre.
Everyone's all swole and shit, and you're just fucking Negan.
A normal-ass human.
Yeah, but I liked how it was the scene, you know, from the Walking Dead.
Dude,
which was cool.
I like that a lot. Did you watch the full thing? Because I didn't post all of it, but did you see the full thing like on YouTube? Because like it's like where they do the whistle, and he comes out of the RV and all that other shit too.
Yeah, it's pretty like, dead on for the whole scene.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'd say so. It's pretty fucking sick. Pretty fucking sick.
And then for Smash Brothers, they announced they were gonna have the little plant from Super Mario Brothers.
I thought we already talked about that.
We did.
Yeah.
Probably. Then, because I don't know. Maybe.
Hold on, I got some news. So, whatchamacallit? Darksiders 3. That's gonna be coming out pretty soon. We already know what Fury looks like. They put up images on Twitter of what Strife is going to look like, and that's the fourth and final horseman. So we have War, we have Death, we have Fury, and now we have Strife. And Strife looks pretty fucking sick. A little bit different than what he was originally introduced as, like early on in the game, but that was like close to 10 years ago when the original game first came out. So for Darksiders 1. So Darksiders 3, he's all armored up. They kind of kept the classic look with the huge gauntlets and the skulls of like the four horsemen. But what's pretty cool is like he kind of reminds me of Reaper in a way because he's dual wielding pistols. And then he has a cloak that's like purple and tattered up. But like he kind of gives us like full body armor, almost like a Taskmaster in a way.
Tight.
Yeah, he looks pretty fucking sick and I can't wait for that game. I really like that game because it's like Legend of Zelda, Devil May Cry-esque, you know, open world and, like, dungeons and shit like that. So, I really like that franchise. Like, it's fucking sick. And then the last bit of video game news that I have is, what should we call it? We all know about Jump Force coming out February of next year.
So Jump Graphics Force is looking pretty nice.
Yeah, so they put out another trailer introducing more characters, and this time they put up who is it? Kenshin and Sushiro Makoto, his bad guy. I forget what the. I honestly never seen the bad guy, but I've seen Kenshin before.
Rurouni Kenshin or whatever his name is.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, that's cool.
So yeah, they put out a gameplay trailer of both of them, and looks sick. I don't have any personal ties to this property, but I mean, fuck, more characters, right?
Yeah, yeah, you can't knock it.
Yeah, and then other than that, that's all I have.
I had one more thing. And that was, remember when we commented a long time ago, once again, update on some news, how they were going to take away PSN on the PlayStation, the PSN support on PlayStation 3?
Yeah.
Well, that's official. So it's done now.
Okay.
So no more online support on the PlayStation 3, second night. I'm guessing you can still probably play online, but there ain't going to be no free games. They're not going to be, you know, none of that stuff. Any updates or nothing like that. That's it. They're done. So hopefully. No, yeah, that's what I'm saying. They commented on it, but it happened.
So before now. It was just, I'm playing, and now it's like, okay.
No, no, no. Before it was news, but I got an update saying, hey, it's official. We had fun. Thank you for playing the PS3 with us.
It's been real, but peace out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just official now. So just figured I'd remind everybody. Hey, real quick, I want to give a fucking shout out, bro.
To who?
Right here in the middle of video game news.
What's up? To who?
This guy deserves it.
Who?
I don't know. Whoever our listener is, from Germany, bro. You a real one, bro.
From Germany?
We have on our Podbean, it shows a map. Of.
We have a listener from Germany?
A dedicated listener from Germany. He listens every episode. Oh, so he's not just a listener. Shows you his downloads every week from Germany.
For real?
Yes.
Oh, shit. That's what's up, bro.
Bro, cool. Shout out to you, man.
Okay.
I've been wanting to shout him out, but I always forget. But I didn't forget this time. So I don't know. Maybe he can message us on the Geek Out Show Instagram, so we know who he is. It'd be pretty cool. I think it's cool as shit.
Okay, that's what's it. So shout out to him for showing us love. All right,
definitely, man. But yeah, that's really it for video game news, and. Let's go ahead and get into motherfucking TV and movies.
Okay, TVs and movies. What do you got?
Well, we'll probably save like that one trailer of that like indie movie coming out.
The indie movie.
Some Endgame. I don't know. Some like low budget movie. We'll probably save that news for last.
Fuck that shit.
So I don't think we
commented. Nobody wants to hear that bullshit.
I don't think we commented on this yet because like we're a couple days behind. Daredevil has been canceled. I'm pretty sure everyone knows this already.
Newsflash.
I know, right? But our thoughts on it. Y'all fucked up. But here, I don't know if I heard.
Dude, I haven't even watched season 3, to be honest.
Well, I mean, hey, you gotta savor the flavor, okay?
I guess.
You know, hang on to it. Maybe watch one episode every 2 months. That way you can, you know, hang on to it as long as you can. But yeah. So everyone commented that it's canceled, but here's what I didn't hear people talk about.
What is that?
Disney flat out said we are not picking up any of the Netflix series. Period. Facts. They don't want the Netflix shows on their streaming service. They are not.
Because they're not family friendly.
Facts. So my whole thing is, why not? Like, why not just let Netflix keep on going with it then?
Netflix probably got rid of them. They probably didn't I mean, Disney probably didn't end it. Netflix probably ended it.
I mean, with Daredevil's numbers, though?
Probably don't matter to them.
I don't know. But, yeah, so, I mean, it's gone for good. There's no hopes of, oh, hey, we'll get it on the streaming service, or, hey, they'll pop up somewhere. Nope, it's a wrap. So, yeah.
Finito, done. Not going to happen.
Yeah, man. So, that's it for the Marvel Netflix shit. You got some.
Well, I guess it was nice while it lasted, right?
Yeah, definitely. It was decent, but
yeah, because it wouldn't be. It's not nice. It's decent at best. Anyways, let me see. What do I get? Let me just finish up that Power Ranger news. So there's going to be a new season, 2019 season of Super Sentai. So this is for Japan, not for what's coming here. So we were talking about what's going to come here, and that's with the team of the Beast Morphers team. Mm-hmm. So for 2019, what's going to be happening in Japan, because they're always ahead of us, is going to be the Kishiryu Sentai Ryo. So I don't know how to say it, man. Anyways, they're going back to dinosaurs. Okay. Dinosaur team all over again. So Red Ranger, Blue Ranger, Pink Ranger, who's the female. That's the only female on the team. Green Ranger and Black Ranger. Each ranger, they have like a red. Sorry. Oh my god, I'm looking at this shit and I still say the wrong color. A black zigzag in the middle, and then their left arm is silver.
But they don't
for got every that. Single ranger. Huh?
But is the Pink Ranger as fine as the one they got now?
I don't know. Hey, do you know that she's pregnant, bro?
Damn.
I don't care. I still wreck that shit. I don't give a fuck.
No, that baby's gonna come out with an eye patch looking like fucking looking like fucking what's his name from the Avengers?
You're stupid, Nick Fury.
Nick Fury and shit.
You're dumb. Yeah.
But nah, damn, that's fucked up. Who got to it? Was it the Red Ranger? Had to be the Red Ranger. See, that's why the Green Ranger be trying to kill y'all motherfuckers.
Nah. I forget. I have no idea who he is, but anyways.
Yeah.
So the Red Ranger is T-Rex, of course. That's like a staple. Yeah. The Blue Ranger, Triceratops, that's a staple. Pink Ranger is actually Ankylosaurus. That's like the first time ever.
What?
Rather than a pterodactyl. The Green Ranger, Sabertooth Tiger, and the Black Ranger, Stegosaurus. Thoughts? No.
I mean, why not just keep it the same? Like I always said, I think me and you talked about this off the cast, but I always said, why not just do a Mighty Morphin reboot? Right? And, I mean, if you're going to go back to the dinosaurs anyway,
I don't know.
Just do a Mighty Morphin reboot and then maybe have, like, all the first Rangers as parents of the new Rangers or something. I don't know. But
I think that would only work in the States, bro.
Yeah, you're right. What do the Megazords look like? Similar or no? Like the T-Rex?
No, not at all. They're not different. At all. Very different.
I guess I don't care then. Sorry.
They already teased a bunch of new photos of like the different toys and accessories that they're going to be selling in Japan. Nothing statewide though, but who knows? I mean, Hasbro could pick it up, you know, and start adapting it now. I kind of doubt it just because Beast Morphers is going to be hitting soon. So I kind of doubt that Hasbro will, but that's like what people were saying like in the comment section. I was like, oh, maybe Hasbro. I'm like, to be honest, I don't think so. But, you know, to each his own. I'm not going to shit over somebody's, like, thoughts. Like, just whatever they're thinking, even though it's wrong. But, yeah.
Yeah, more like Queef Morphers. All right.
Damn, bro. All
right. Anything else for TV news?
No, that's all I got. Oh wait, hold on. For TV? Yeah, that's all I got.
Yeah, that's all I got for TV too. Let's go ahead and get into movies.
For movies. What do you got?
Fuck, man. The Avengers trailer is all I can think about, to be honest. You got something else other than that? That's like the big news this week.
Uh I don't think there's any other news other than that, to be honest.
I mean, anything else that matters. You know, that's how you really feel.
Let me see. Do I have any other news for movies? Kind of thing. Oh, no. Hold on. I got something else for TV news. My bad.
Okay.
So, Ice Cube, he's going to bring back.
Oh, MTV, yeah.
MTV's Celebrity Deathmatch.
Yeah, I seen that.
You heard about that?
I've seen that. Yeah. Fucking. Our bad listeners, if we're all over the place because this week was a little hard
at all,
and then this week was a little difficult, to be honest. As far as
big time, buddy.
As far as recording, and then so news. So you know, we got news from like last week, and we got news from this week. That's kind of like jumbling our heads.
We're trying to piece it all together.
Yeah. So apologies, you know, but at least we put out an episode, and that's all that matters.
Oh, and then Comic Book News tweeted out breaking at Marvel is going to make Shang-Chi the MCU's first Asian superhero.
All right.
So thoughts about that? Because I know that you're our resident
martial arts specialist, okay. I guess. Yeah. Shout out to Boys of the Toys for the martial arts ending.
Loosely used, but okay. Right.
I mean, I don't know if
that describes you.
Like. I mean, I got freaking 3 martial arts under my belt, if you count the 2 half martial arts that I know. So I would say that's a specialist. I mean, I don't know. But like I was saying, shout out to the Boys of the Toys because they had their final round last episode was martial arts related. I thought that was pretty cool. Even though I don't agree with who won, but it's cool.
Michael J. White?
Michael J. White won, yeah.
Who'd you think should have won?
Well, see, I think they went more off movies, like the characters in the movies that they were playing, but you rather know, real than life, actual yeah,
facts.
Than actual skill.
Bruce Lee should have won.
Bruce Lee should have won, hands down, bro. Bruce Lee.
But I think they did that shit on purpose, though, bro, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, size difference. Like, you would have to factor in weight class and stuff. Like,
I still think that fucking Bruce Lee would fuck up Michael J. White or anybody else, to be honest.
And Michael J. White, don't get me wrong, he is a...
Who was the one who said that stupid-ass fucking comment about the type of martial arts that he does?
I don't know. Was it Justin?
I honestly think that it was Chuz who said a stupid-ass comment about his fighting style.
Yeah.
That it was just like, I don't remember now. He said that it was like basic, like movie martial arts or some type of stupid shit. And I was like, oh my fucking God, are you serious? Like he made his own fucking martial arts out of combining multiple fighting styles.
Yeah, it's Jeet Kune Do. Are you
serious?
Is his martial art, and he's technically the father of MMA, if you want to get down to it. And Michael Jai White is just a Taekwondo practitioner. So I don't know, Taekwondo versus everything. I mean, I don't know. I would say everything wins, but it's whatever. You know, hey, it's cool. I'll let him have his fun. But thank you, Gil, for siding with me.
Yeah, no problem, bro. I got you.
Yeah, bro. Bruce Lee got my back. Bruce Lee all day, man. So, and it's funny because they were talking about it. Andre, shout out to him too. They were talking about it on the chat, and I missed the whole conversation. I was like, motherfucker.
Like, yo, for real. It's like I kind of seen a little bit of it, and I was like, what the fuck are they talking about? And then I listened to the episode, and I was like, I wanted to go in and say something. I was like, nah. I was like, I'm done talking shit.
Yeah, and I mean,
fuck! I said I was done talking shit, and I fucking talked shit about Justin's choice. God damn it!
I mean, it wasn't really, really Chubbs, talking shit though.
Chubbs, you do you, boo. Think what you want to think, even if it's wrong.
Oh, there you go.
Everyone's entitled to the opinion. Opinions are like assholes.
Yeah, everyone just has
yours,
one.
Just yours stinks.
That's a good one. But yeah,
I love you, Chubbs.
I can hear him say I love you too, all the way from Arizona.
Right? Me too.
So, that's funny. Yeah. Avengers trailer. Let's go ahead and get into it. I don't even know. We just lost track of everything, but.
Ronin.
It was the only thing I liked about that whole trailer, to be honest.
Well, because nothing else fucking happened.
I mean, you know, it was a sentimental moment with, you know, Tony Stark, you know, leaving a message and stuff like that.
Yo, and he was like, food ran out 4 days ago. Yeah. Runs out tomorrow.
How much you want to bet, though? How much you want to bet?
Rescue comes to the rescue.
Thank right? you. Yeah.
I was like, well, they set that shit up.
Yeah, they set that up too hard. You know, especially if she got like the transmission between the suits and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah. Like, I bet, like, a little bit after that, she comes and she has a suit with her.
Yeah, and she's going to squirt in his mouth so that way he's hydrated.
What the fuck?
What, bro? He don't have no water. He's about to run out. He just ran out. She needs to rehydrate him. Duh. Hello?
Bro, that's dirty. That's fucking dirty.
What, bro? That's not dirty, bro. It's freaky. It's different.
I guess.
Yeah. All right, I'll refrain from talking freaky on a podcast. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's a little bit too freaky, bro.
I'll keep my freaky comments to myself.
Yes, please. If they're like that, yes, please.
You ain't never eat the booty, though?
No, man.
Man. All right, you don't know what you're missing. Go ahead.
With some booty hole? Oh, I'm good. Pass.
Nah, bro, I'm just saying go ahead with the... All right, so Ronin.
Nasty. I don't know, just... it was cool.
I mean, everyone kind of knew it was coming. I think if they had no expectations.
We already had pictures.
Yeah.
Long time ago. But what's fucking stupid is that now, like, I guess his first appearance is going for hella bank. Everyone's trying to flip it. Oh, I'm talking about going for hella bank. Do you know that the comic that I have, the Spider-Man book?
Yeah.
Okay. So, before the passing of Stan Lee.
Yeah.
RIP again. Go for about $350, something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right now?
Yeah.
Guess how much?
1,000.
No, 800 though.
Okay.
I'm just like, what? That's not even a super rare book or anything like that.
It don't matter, bro. You got your SIG on it. It's kind of like a
SCG seed.
Yeah, and it's a key issue, kind of. You got Tom McFarlane's signature.
I don't know about a key issue, but it's like just like some more common book.
It's okay, iconic issue.
It's an iconic cover. Definitely iconic cover. I'm not gonna argue that.
And then you have Tom McFarlane. I hope he doesn't die anytime soon. But when he goes
I would be devastated.
When he goes, you know.
By the time that he goes, unless if it ain't like right now, then the value's gonna drop.
Yeah. So I don't know. Yeah, Stanley. It's sad to say this, but the Stanley hype will die down. I know that's wrong to say that, but that's what it is. Let's just say what it is and not beat around the fucking bush. Because he died, everything went up, and it'll go back down as soon as everyone forgets.
Yeah.
So sad, and that's when I'll buy everything. Yep, yep. So, what up? What else? What else you think about the trailer?
Nothing, man. I don't think anything because honestly, it was like whatever.
Well, I'm hearing a little bit of shit about the trailer, right?
Like what?
Well, people talking about the timestamp on the on the fucking, what you call it?
You know what was hella funny?
The security footage.
What security footage? What was the timestamp?
It was like 1980 something.
What security footage?
From the Avengers Tower.
Oh, I did not see that or pay attention to that.
Yeah,
so he goes back in time.
Damn. When Scott Lang, yeah, but see, here's what confuses me, right?
Yeah.
So Scott Lang, even if he did go back in time, what does it matter? Because, or no, I'm sorry. He goes back in time, but you have Black Widow there with blonde hair. That's what confused me.
What if they spliced it to make it look like it was part of the same scene? It's not part of the same scene. Remember when they did that shit with other scenes?
Yeah.
Just psych you out, man. Because remember, Hulk was never in Wakanda.
Just saying. Oh, you know what pissed me off?
Hulk was never in Wakanda?
No.
Beat like a little bitch?
that part, right? The director actually came out and said that the Hulk wasn't afraid to come out because of Thanos. The Hulk was just tired of saving Bruce Banner.
We already talked about that.
Yeah.
That's stupid, though.
A stupid theory. But yeah, he genuinely got his ass beat by Thanos, is what the director also said. So yeah. It still pisses me off. I'm sorry if we've said it before, but.
Well, round two, though. Round two.
Yeah.
Be ready for round two. That's for sure. Thor looking like he was about to drop a mixtape, though.
Yeah, that was funny. All the memes.
Like, looking like he's Marshall Mathers.
What's up, Rabbit? All the memes were pretty fucking funny.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd probably be fire, though.
Probably.
You know? On Asgard with my dick hard, trying to find me Valkyrie.
What?
I'm a fucker on the balcony. No, I'm kidding. I don't know.
Get out of here, bro.
No, I don't know.
You're lame as fuck for that one. I just
what, yeah. Bro? I'm just saying that's just probably like what he'd be rapping about.
That's lame. That's lame as fuck. I'm just saying. That's horrible. Get that e
bro. I'm not a rapper.
All right. Yeah, obviously. You just proved that right now. You're not. You just fucking proved that.
I'm a dope ass podcaster though, so fuck you mean.
That's kind of debatable, to be honest.
Why the fuck you on my show then?
Because you need me.
That's true. This is your show at this point. I'm just along.
Yeah,
I'm along for the ride, man. I'm just along for the ride.
50-50, but yeah.
But nah, just joking. But
my bad, listeners. I'm in the middle of a move, and I'm literally packing up shit as I'm podcasting. So
there you go. Yeah, no, I mean, I can cut out some of this fodder. Okay. See what I did there? The action figure reference.
Not funny. Just saying.
All right, well, I mean, shit. I mean, we can end it here. Avengers 4, Endgame, trailer, not hype.
Nope, not at all.
You know what is hype, though? Our fucking Instagram. So if you're not following, you need to go follow because Gil be dropping that news on there daily. All right.
Not so much daily with the move. I'm just
every saying. Other daily.
Yes, absolutely every other day.
And like I said, we apologize if we're all over the place or if we seem like we're out of it. We both had very different Gil more than myself, but we both had very a lot of shit going on right now. But we just still want to put out an episode. For you guys, and yeah, so if you like it, cool. If not, sorry, but we will definitely get back to regular scheduled programming soon enough. So definitely go follow us on Instagram again. I actually got a letter in the mail today, Gil, and
yo,
listeners.
What's up?
Got a letter in the mail talking about our domain name, thegeekoutshow.com. So
What happened?
We still got it for like a couple months. And then they want us to renew for, until 2020. So
hey, talking about domain names, did you, Deadpool, Ryan Reynolds?
Oh yeah, bro. That's funny. Good fucking segue, Gil. Fuck.
Well, thanks for bringing that up. That was completely like fucking organic. That wasn't planned at all.
see, we'll get back to that real soon. But yeah, bro, that was fucking funny. he fucking snatched the Avengers for what was the one Avengers 4 Endgame? Is that what he?
I think that's what it is. Avengers 4 Endgame.
Yeah, he took the domain name and like you actually go there and it's legit freaking Deadpool on there. So
only yeah. Ryan Reynolds. I love that guy.
Yeah, he's fucking funny. But yeah, I really hope that they bring him over. You know, in a fun way, for Marvel, hopefully.
That would be amazing.
I don't want his character to go to waste. But yeah, anything else you wanna say before we get off here?
Nah. I think that's it, man. Just remember, stay geeked up and geek out. Boom.